Okay. That's something pashut. Taisa introduces a whole shayla over here. Which kefunin in the Gemara at this shayla of kaisis zachita v'nik hadama. And the shayla is, what's the proper bracha achrayna? So Arbe Yishayim, Rambam, Roshon, they say, make a bar in the fashas. So when Taisa is ecstatic, maybe make a hadama v'nik hadama. Not the Taisa himself is very concerned the fact that Chmein is never mentioned. The Gemara later, the Matriach, to speak out and articulate the Bracha Achronis, Al Ha'eit, Al Pi'eit, Al Nuchia, and Al Davi Al Pi'adama, is Nishtaman. My says in the Sapik, maybe it's Nichlal in the Bryce that it says, Min Dagon V'lai Sol Paz. That possibility that Kilu is Nichlal in that Bryce is why Taisa says Lamaisa holds that. It's not from the Hachma, it's from Hashmai. Maisa, Amzid, the Shayim, the Chayim, the Shayim, the Chayim, yeah. That Maisa, it doesn't seem to be possible that it's Nechval, Val, Mimdalid. Megamliel, the Hedya, he's Maitzi, Chayim, the Chita, for making Gimel Brachis. So Maisa, that's why Eretz is Asa. To be my mind, so Avifel Rav Gamliel is right, that statement, that clause of Kol Shulam Yeshivat Samin V'la Mindagon, I Mindagon V'la Sopat, Rav Gamliel Masholish Brachis, it's not shaykh to say that that's going on Kaisa Zachita and Huladin Nechachamel. No, it's a Vishen, they speak it out so much, but Chur Pashas is, slugs up the Raya, Kipshutai, right? It says it's not, Chur that tells us that it's not in the Chlal, but not being Raya Lechura, not being Nechlal is Genok, a Siba Lechura, I mean to insert myself in Rishayim, but Amaisa, it's Genok, I mean, in Taiz Alein Lechura, Taiz is only clarifying that because it's like a Smach over here. That it's included, so not having a smach is a genug reason not to have a set of adam yal priyadama. It's only machmas the possibility that it's nuchal over here. I mean, nuschei habracha, those are things that are in the privy of chazal. But va'ayin, I'm saying, you see the hadiah that Rav Gamliel is discriminating, so to speak. Against Kais Zachita and treating that differently than all the other Shemus Aminim. And his, you know, what's Gimel Brachas to the Gamliel's main Gimel, the Chachamim, you know, you see the head here that there's no reason to assume the Chachamim wouldn't have that same, you know, discrimination towards the Kais Zachita. Gimel brachis, not main gimel. I mean, it's the chura. It's the grace of makar to say that le'inin bracha achrayna that we're not going to treat it the same. No, it's me. Rav Gamliel nishma l'chachamim. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a drasha.
Yeah.
Can't
fairly
think it's
the
character that's you
see. Oh, yeah, it's the point if it's the Raisa, maybe, but it could depend if it's the Raisa of the Rabbanon. But when you're Mimai something, it's because it's not just, it's true, but it's not just, an indiscriminate. Right, I mean, it's just spoken out. If it's the Rabbanon, no, Kapanim. A drasha is something that, you're right, would have been included if it wasn't this night. But the mice is always as far as the bin machalik. you know, they weren't mighty smart. Okay, everybody's in except the fig, you know, because it's not shaykh to be mighty smart like that, you know. And the Zeret HaKasa says that, you know, this is something that is different, and therefore it's not. Right? It's not the Zeret HaKasa that tells you it's different. It's the Zeret HaKasa that says that this is different. We're not going to extend to it the bracha of Gimel Bracha. You know what I mean? There might be. It should possibly depend if it's Name Gimel, if it's Midrabanan or not. Pas Deichen. Let's talk about the Bujum first. That's what you say there. There are Rishaynim. I'm trying to say it's Machidish. That if you place it, it's the Irem. Nechitin, you make a family, Christmas to Irem. The Bujaham, you don't make a brach at all. Because it's like a Michael Behemoth, that's what it's used for. And the Paiskim, the Beis Yosef, they argue on the Bujaham, and the Mice of Bujaham talk is the Chiddush. It's schwer to understand. It's not the same one to say that you could say it's not Hadama, right? You could say Echnein, I mean, Echnek Mazainis, Echnek Hadama, Echahako. There's some type of at least a minimal hanav for it. There should be mechayiv a bracha. I'm saying it's no question for chiddush. Just this episode, the vav from Aleph, especially like Moshe Amarno at the beginning of the Masechta, that lemaisa kol hanav is not mechayiv a bracha. Right, Rashi there. Have to be v'taytz in achila. Be v'taytz in achila, and the Bujum holds it. It's the ma'isa. It's normal. It's not chalid de behemoth. It doesn't have. It's not mugdar. It's not mugdar in achila sadam that's machay v'bracha. Hana, yeah, seder. Hana, it's gonna tide you over until the end of the fast. You know, you had some sa'irim for breakfast. Maybe even as an asachech, you know, Kavaldik. But the ma'isa, the achila does taste in it, because that's not normally eaten by people. It's mech behemoth. So something that's resulting in this is a pashut, what the Buddha is saying. That's just that it's like if a mahalach pashut on a din that's chur tema tuva.
The Prisha seems to understand that the Avudram was saying that it's mazik. Michael Behema, not just because animals like it better than people, but it's not fit for human consumption, it's mazik.
Yeah.
That it would just be in with, you know, Shemin.
Yeah.
Yeah, even the lumdus there by Shemin is that it's not mechila, no, because it's mazik.
I mean, the lumdus by Shemin is whatever it is,
right,
but
yeah.
It's because it's mazik, it doesn't have to be because
it's also mahalach. I mean, it's, we spoke about the darg of hezek that you need, you know, in order to not make it a bracha, you know. It's not a pasha to get to the darg. I mean, like Kukiyani, spoke out that
the truth is, who brought
Evan Ozer?
Evan Ozer brings the Gemara in Yuma that says that you're potter for eating it on, with you.
No, he says, if you eat, potential truma,
you're potter because it's mazik.
Same thing by Shemin.
Yeah.
So there's a raya that maybe that Seorim, that discuss whether or not Seorim is worse than Kimplet Seori or not, but at the very least that Seorim be'in.
Yeah, they asked that as a kash in the Rambam, the Rambam.
Heaven knows brings the raya from Rambam.
That
you get a bracha when something is mazik. That that which says mazik doesn't get brichas or ruuya a little bit, still gets a shackle. Kim kodesh seori isn't going to be worse than seorim be'ein, and seorim be'ein are mazik.
Alkopanim. I mean, essentially, that's the same. I mean, that's why we were master hagufa by shaman. That it's, you know, it's not a ma'atzachila. Not that there's no hana. So it's essentially the same.
Right. I'm just saying the Abu Jaham doesn't have to be saying something in, like, you know, that since, you know, we give this to animals, so it's not really a chila. I mean,
yeah, I mean, normally you're giving something to the behemoth, but it's not, I mean, exactly like, you know, human cuisine. The question is, you know, where does it, you know, if you didn't want to say because it's mazik, you know, but I don't know if you give, you know, you give, like, you know, sesame seeds. It's a bird. That doesn't mean that it's not, but obviously has to do with the fact that it's not, it's seen more as an exclusively an animal. You know what I mean? If a person feeds filet mignon, his dog Fifi, you're not going to say that it's not. No, it's the pshat is that's the way it's mugdar as ma'achal behema. So, but you know, the Zibbujon doesn't say that it's coming from the Lashon, this is mazik. You know what I mean? Could be that, you know, if you want to say that that's alone, you know, that's the sound, fine, you know what I'm saying? But obviously, it's predicated on the fact that, like, this isn't kavaldic for people to eat, no question about that. The fact is, what's taking it out of, you know, my sachila? Is it the fact that, you know, it's going to cause hives, instant hives, you know what I mean, and raise a person's blood pressure, you know, maybe, you know, or is it just, you know, it's the fact that, Ragil, to feed that's an animal, and not a person, obviously, you know, for good reason that people don't indulge in it, you know, that, you know, so, I look, you know, where exactly this, but the point, Lama, is that it's not that there's no hana, that there's no Chumain standard like that, it's, Lama, you know, what we spoke out already so far. Many times, and it has to be considered a nice achila. There's a lot of especially aside. I mean, it's aside that is obvious and proven. Right? There's a lot of hanoi kashrus that we enjoy. And that Rashi says over there by Sugif Shemen, that it's not v'chalta. There's no hanoi. What bracha do you make on pas teichen? All types of possibilities. Make a mezainis. Can make a shahako. Can make hadama. I don't want to get into the teichen part. I was just to make it a little more. But what bracha do you make on pas kinyas? So Gamze, okay, you could still clear the same three shaylas, but okay, the Zainus shayla will, you know, eventually will fall off. Okay, if you, you know, everybody holds that there's a Gainim, right, there's a certain place that you're not going to be clearing the Zainus. So, the Maisa Habe Omrim, that you make a Shahako. The question is, Lamaisa, you should make Hadama. Adarava, you should make Hadama. Right, that was asking.
Mm-hmm.
Hadama. Lamaisa, the Rashbash is cast on the Rif. He asked it as a tema. The Rif is talking about Lashitasa, he's trying to celebrate this because they come to sense a din of kiniyot, right? You're making a, it's not like Iris, right? So he's metame on it that you should make a shahachol. So you should make hadama, even the shitatzai, that it's not like either. Meis the Rashba correctly, right? The Rashba says meis is mufusas in the Gemara, because when the Gemara is matcha, the meis the kederes says that you make a shahachol and a burn of fashay. So Hari lehedya from the Gemara, okay, that that. If Seichen wouldn't be who are deniers, they wouldn't be Mazinus, they wouldn't be Hadama, they'd be Shahakha Buradin Lukura by Shar by Rai Lukhur by Sharkin yes as well. The Maisa Rashba doesn't know what the Tam is. So the Rabbeinu Yonah discusses this by Kinios and he gives two timings. Okay, one time, in the standard, is that Achmein, that he says, don't just tell me, Pashad is Mishtana, because it's Mishtana the Malyusa. Okay? Don't tell me, well, it's not recognizable, it's not in the original form, because here it's the Malyusa, it's Mishtana, it's bread. Kidney of bread. So he answers that, no, that since it was Mitech Malyusa was Gara. Nachanami was considered pas. It was a great Eloi. But we're not going to give, we're not going to spell Hamaisi on it. Right? So the Maisa, Bei Bazoi, we're left with making the like this Bracha Chvalis of Shahakol.
What did that mean? Mitech Malyusa was Gara? What did that mean?
Mitnei Ma'alot Yarad, the Chim Shnashtan of Yatsim Mitaris Pri, Ein on Yuchan number of Piyazama. I'll talk about it more in a second. Okay? And then he goes on and he says, Be'ab Shulayma Shibnei Shadera Chachilasai. The Hanasai Kalashana Hikushu Pri, Bashav Yatmitarat Pri, Vein Derech Hanasai Dekach, Lusikach Gara Mehabracha Shaloi. Just the Pashal Kinney, I said, Bekem Ashalahem, Rather than the Paz, we make a Shahako. So, the second Mahach that he gives is the Taket, like a grave, so because it's not the Derech. But even though it's a pass, it's not like it should be pass, so it's like the bigling. Well, nice, since it's not the derech to eat it there, it's like a gara. It's a little more, less complicated than the first pshat, that it was from the Tech Malasa Yara. It's pasha that you read the machmas, the fact that it's not dark to become. The Epsher to Claire, pasha two nafkaminas between these pshatim, know that you can argue in one of them, but especially the two nafkaminas. Okay, one is what happens if Takas Mishtana Pashas says the Derech. Yeah, however you'll Rabbi Brodsky you'll define what the Derech is, the town, the city, the country, the continent, whatever it is. Yeah, that definition is satisfied. Mm-hmm. Things change. Things happen, right? So now everybody makes paskinyas. They have that all the time. You know that there's new economic factors, new trade routes, there's new production efficiencies. So you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of economics. These are very common. So what used to not be the derech is the derech now. The chura, like the Satan shad, the Sam Shayach, that you'd make a dhamma. Like the Ashtav shad, the nice of the chura, the Zalbaverta, they still apply. thought the Mishnah Berurah grabbed in Reish Ches, the Mam Gimel. He talks about the Shai. He brings down the Lashon Rabbeinu Yonah, he brings down both Shatim. And then he says, you know, if Ladat Pashut, that if Zarach, he clears the Shai, he doesn't necessarily seem to be Tayla and Shatim. What? Yeah. So I'm saying this, so you know, I didn't have a chance to look at all the achrayim, you know, find out from the side that this is coming from. But we'll just look at the Mishnah Berurah. It sounds like the impression is that he's claiming that he doesn't seem to differentiate between the pshat and the lemaisa. The chura it should be a great distinction. I mean, that shouldn't make a That shouldn't alter the first pshat. It's not a kasha from the Mishnah. I don't think the Mishnah Berurah is proof. And then I'm arguing on it. You know, staff going on both. I don't know, but he doesn't speak out a distinction. You know, I don't know if that means that he holds it. Maybe he holds it that's the ikker. You know, one is the I don't know. Balkopan in svara for sure the chur to me it doesn't seem like that should. That should affect the first time, right, Rabbi Bansi?
Yes.
Another thing, and this is totally, I'm not going to really argue about this. You're welcome to argue. I'm not taking a position on it. I'm telling a lot of different things. First thing I think is klar. I mean, that should make a difference. Second thing is just an efshar, and it depends. It depends on different factors. I know the Lashon of Ben Yonah, both places of Yotzim says pre, but a Shayach, what happens if he makes a Shayach? Shayach, okay? Full disclaimer, Shayach, on, depending on different sheets, that it could come out that if you make Hadama, what happens if you make Hadama B'diyavad? Are you guys or not?
Right.
Yeah, speak of it.
Yeah, I did notice that let's see the first teretz that ever been a Yaina, it seems to be Mavor that he holds that Hadama is no longer appropriate for Pas, even Pas Sitin. Sounds like we were discussing beginning of the year, Chitzin Pas, if it's it sounds like he'll know once it becomes Pas, maybe in theory it should have been Hadama, but no, because also Hadama is no longer good enough. Even with the evidence, sounds like would not be good. I'm saying, Cain, the second teretz, sounds like, I would think that if it's taka the way people eat it.
No. That you're mixing up and people don't eat it like that.
Right. I thought you were asking.
No. That was one nafkamina.
Okay.
Yeah. Now we're in another naf. We're in the original.
Sorry. You're keeping with the Messiah. I thought you were saying. Okay.
That was the final nafkamina.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
That's the
Yatsumi Torah's pre. Let's say, Lamaisa, he says the Yatsumi Torah's pre. Lamaisa, I'm not sure. Like Rabbi Bass is saying. I mean, the first answer. It's like, this is not, but the fact that it's like Shem Tav, Chalalov, that sends it to like a whole different,
right.
You know, that Mamish might be from the tree. I read in the past, in the Chabura from the Chai Adam, it gets involved in the Sugi Tree, but Shayach, you make Hadam on these things, you know, that you're Yatza B'diyavet, even things that were, make a Shahakal. And not shame for you exactly, but you have that, you know.
Right.
So that's like I'm coming from that idea.
Right.
See more about that, you know. But Ramayis of Shayach and the Ritz apostles like this. If you make Hadam on bread, it's on the regular bread.
Right.
You're not Yatsa because it's when you use the language that he uses is very similar to Ben Yonah.
Yeah.
I remember. Like Pas is like, but then the thing is Pas makes it Pas just like it totally transforms it. That says that you know Hadam is not Shayach. So.
You can have another nafkamina also if you took Pinyas and turned it into, you know, cornflakes. You turned it into something else. So you have that Milo of Pas, you mostly get into a tree. It'd be still a tree.
You're trying to make another nafkmin between two shittas? Yeah.
If it's the milos, the same milos that you're at,
yeah.
I mean, that's after pas. You take a kamach of shmiyas and make a, I don't know, cookie out of it.
If you make cornflakes out of it, so then maybe it should be hadamah. But if it's not the dafti cornflakes.
If you're going on the side that it has to
be. That's not the dafti kidneys as cornflakes.
Right.
That was
right. Yeah, then, yeah.
Then it would be.
Cornflakes.
Yeah.
What? But if it is the derech, or it's not the case where it's.
If it's not the derech.
It's not the derech, yeah.
So it's not the derech, so you make it off. But
so it's not the derech,
if you go with the derech shot.
But and you're still and in the first shot you're assuming that it was an Eloi.
Right. Okay.
Okay,
I'm
saying
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You're assuming it would be. And he doesn't say that. He says that the fact that you made a pass is an Eloi.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm saying you know. Also, it's not independent of what we said. Trying to construct something that's an Eloi, but not, it's an Eloi, but not the Zara. Okay, maybe. So I think that there's a makam over here. You know, Lamaisi does use the lush, but that's Yetzin Yitzhar's pre. Okay, so I don't want to take for sure that you'd be able to busy of it. It's probably in Zachen, but Akhopanim, I think that there's a great makam over here to say that there could be an Akhamina b'di'evet if you make Adam. And Lagabi, the first thing I think for sure is that sounds like that should be a big Akhamina if it's the Derech. Last week we discussed the good mission about Mizrainus, which is found from the Mishnah Sharif. You see the Mice from in our Sugya from the Mishnah Zuras, and the Halach is not like the good mission. The all types of questions, very complicated. Mice is a very complicated food. It's like 100 shilas that you could talk about. What is oyrez? What is rice? Is it oyrez? Daichen, zon shilas. Is it dinaikik? What is it? What's it been to be dina the Gemara? What happens if you say you have other shilas by oyrez? If it's whole. So there's all types of shilas, and the Mishnah Berurah makes all types of tirusim. The kitzer. In places, what happens if you have iris? Like we eat rice, pasha. What bracha do you make on it? It's not pasha at all. Okay, because it's not nachlak. It's not the brand's removed. So that's epis. But the mice says make a din. You know, it's chmein. You should really, seemingly, you should make hadama. This one's not. Nichtash. The Mishnah Berurah holds that that's ikadin. It's like drama. It needs miach. But he's mistarif when he removes the bran. He's mistarif the shita of the Rambam. Right, if you magadin, that if you take off the klipas, then nichmein. So together the Rambam with the Rabbeinu Yoina. And he throws in that the zayin is for myself, but the effort you got, so it can be the amazing zayin. For myself, you can make a mazayin. It can be famous for that. That's from Zlush. But myself, I mean, not see that chura.
You're mostly talking when you know it.
Okay.
Right, you could say at least, because it's Kula Shah, which is very sad that Mizonis was the correct Brocha Mashenki, and there's clearly very Shahakol.
Yeah, it's not,
it's very B'dievet. Wrong Brocha, B'dievet it was.
I don't know. I don't know how much of a sniff that would be.
Right.
We spoke about this last week, Achen, but that was by Shahako. You know.
Right.
That the din is to make a Shahako when you're Mesupik. You know. Din is not to make the Mezainis, you know, when you're Mesupik.
So it sounded like,
I personally don't think that's possible. I mean, what do you mean? When?
That if you made a shahakol, then you should really should do something else. You should
if it was a mistake. Yeah, okay.
So if that's true, so the fact that the Rosh has says that this is a halacha by a bracha v'dievet doesn't mean that it doesn't change. Doesn't mean that the whole thing is the brewer, but you add in as a sift to make the brewer a chassila.
I understand by extending that to other brachas. I mean, it's not.
What he said was not miyasa to mizana. So.
Well.
And as much as by Shahako, you know, everyone's going to be asking that you could do this, you could say, oh, you know, nice Shahako, you would say. So
yeah.
That's going to be a few make Shahako.
Yeah.
So you do make Shahako.
This is not like a reason. Okay. I don't know.
So you could argue with Mr. Brewer on Misarasana, even if you don't have
I was very misopic about. You know, we left it off as a suffix. The time that he gave seems supplied by other brothers, what we said. When I talk about Mazinus,
I had a small dick. I know he's not a Rishon, but I had a small dick in Rav Moshe, where when he brings his chumrah, that he throws in, even though he's clearly he's talking the whole truth about the Mazonos, he says, if I'm a Kolmakom, Nirel and Ezaiti, Shlu Yecha al Bracha de Mazonos. Ella Raka Tisa Katana. Like, I thought that he didn't have to add those words. Brachim. I thought maybe he meant specifically in this bracha.
The words he says are Mazinus. He's talking about Mazinus, so it's not like.
The fact that he has he's talking about it and he stole out. Bracha the Mazinus.
He's talking about Mazinus, but it's Kasha Ladas. You know, it's Kasha Ladas. But we be Eimer that he's only saying Gepesha by Mazinus. I mean, even though the words that he uses to explain it are definitely necessary. But Lu Yitzur, Rabbi Schwartz, Lu Yitzur Tafta, that he's only talking about by Mazinus. Yeah, and Shachal is different. I personally think that the Pirlachans were not like that. It's not bolstering the machana of the Zionists to make the Zionists like that, like with Moshe. Right, it would come out before that the whole calculus would change, maybe, and then maybe you'd be better off making a Shahakal. If you're Mechalik, but.
Yeah.
Well.
I wonder if.
Yeah.
Even Rav Moshe would be able to say like the Mishnah Berurah you quoted as a sniff.
Yeah.
Because this whole lumbus here is you know for sure you made the wrong bracha.
Yeah.
For the Yeved it works. But really on every subsequent bite you're really eating with the wrong bracha.
Yeah.
But here every subsequent bite is the same suffix.
Okay,
you have no other
eitzes. The Kavan of Rabbi Schwartz.
Amen.
Okay.
There you go.
I know, but my point was it's not the din to make them a Zionist, you know, when you're Mesupik. Do you know what I mean?
No, it's not the same as Shahakol, but it's very B'dievet, but here, I don't know,
I don't know.
Bad Mesonos, I don't know, yeah.
These, there's a interesting Magen Avraham that talks about chita kaisus or chita soup. The shayla is the mayim is the roiv, right? So you have two potential brachos. You have the hadama of the chitin and the shak of the mayim. So the chitin are a muat. Mayim's the ikar. So they're not going to be in the spot though. Elamai, the chitin should be in the spot though. Right? It's from the chameshes minim. So they're not nisbato. That's a big chiddush. If you look in the Mishnah Brura, he sort of brings down this Indian, but he changes it. Apparently, because he doesn't hold it as Magen Avraham Lahalacha. That's what the Shatzi and Shatzi argues. So he alters it to a case where the the Sairim are not Hadama, but Mizainas. Okay? So he discusses the case where you have Mizainas Sairim and Mayim. And the question is, what bracha to make? In a Gresham Patel Magabi and Mayim, even Shane Be'en. You have to make the Sasu Barach like Reifen, but I mean, it was very nice. And he continues, and he called Mach Meshach Shagam Hamayim like Batu like a Bayou. Kimin Shikun Nasa Rak Lashatia Lola Chiba. Sach Levarach Gam Alamayim Shahakol. Okay, so you're making two brachas. So, conveniently, he like, this is coming from the Magen Avraham, but he's substituting Hadamah from the Zainis because to say that the Hadama is not Batul, that the Yoter Mizayim is Chudash, so we're not going to talk about that. In other words, the Chud of the Mishnah Berurah would say, Achanami, you would just make a Shahako in that case. You'd have the regular Dinim of Chol Shei Yesh Bo, of Ikran Tafel. But over here, let's tell this case where we're Taka, it's not going to be Batul behind it, that it's the Mizayim. So you're going to make the Mizainus and the Greifen, and you're going to make a shot on the Mayim, because the Mayim are not bottles. There's like a standstill, and you have to make two brachas. So the Maista was very not sure about the Shifura. That's so easy. It's unintended consequences. When you substitute the Hadama with the Mizainus, it's very nice, and how you made a case where the Mizainus isn't Batul, but the question is, why does the Mayim become Batul?
Sheyesh Bo.
Now you unleash. The Magen Avraham was talking about where you don't have Kol Sheyesh Bo. Okay, so he said a Chiddush that the Dagon does become Batul. Okay, now you didn't. Okay. You like it, you don't like it. But it was moving why the Mayim isn't Batul.
Happens to be the Magen Avraham, the way he sets it up, sounds like he's more being mitzadeh that the water should have been bustle, not the way he speaks it out.
By the Hadama.
It sounds like it's like Munach that the Hadama won't be bustle. So maybe you could have bustle the water should have been.
Right, why would you have done that?
I'm not
the dike Lashana.
Yeah.
That is like Pashat Kim that the Hadama is not Bottle, he says,
Esther,
the
Anamayan
Batalim,
the
way he says it,
the Garin
is not bottle.
Possible, the water is not
bottle. Okay, why would
that?
Okay, so why?
Well, I mean, it's in the Magen Avraham Lamdus, I mean, I think it's just because he held that the Adama is Hashav, so that was Pashad, it's not bottle.
Okay.
It's just a Shaila of whether or not it becomes Iker against the.
Because of what? Because of. The Hamut, is it more Mitziyut or more because of Cheshivas? More Dini or more Mitziyuti?
What would be the...
Like, let's say the Sa'irim, whatever the Adam is, like the Rais. Now, so then Sami has, like, the regular Dinim.
Right.
No,
he says, because the Mayim is Rabim.
What?
He says, because there's so much water.
Ikra not shema mayan.
Right.
No, what was the reason why he was crying that the mayan could be bottle?
Because of the chashivas of the.
But in other words, Chol Sheyesh Bei, it was kind of amateur, but it had full Chol Sheyesh Bei credentials. Hadama fluid.
I mean, I don't know if it would be the same Chol Sheyesh Bei as other things have when they're not even necessarily.
I mean,
Nicker in the top show or whatever it is. But
I suggested that it's possibly he's coming from Kol Sheyesh Bei, and just like Teisa Zatzah, that Chita get Hadama gets Me'in Gemol even though Gemara doesn't say it. But since Chita, the same Chita gets Kol Sheyesh Bei, Gemara same as Zanah, but yeah, who
has the Magen Avraham spelling this whole discussion on Tosfos.
Right?
On Tosfos.
No, you mentioned it. It's the Adama, but we have
nobody
says
this.
I know.
Nobody says
this
thing about Gratzky, though.
It's
well, I don't think it makes a difference, but whatever it is, whatever his Havmin was, Lameisa, he's left with his standstill, right? But the Mishabur doesn't like that. To say that just because they're chameshes minim that they're going to that they're precluded from being subject to the dinim of Ikra and Tafel, right? So because he substitutes mezainim for hadama, right? My question is for here. Now you change everything, right? What makes you so sure that the mayim's not going to be? That's going to be helpful to the chameshes minim. In other words, he's like, okay, I'm going to this magen avraham. It's too mechudish to me to say that in such a case that the chameshes minim, the ta'irim shleimim, are going to be going to make brach on them. Okay, we understand that. We're sympathetic. That's a mechudish. So I'm going to substitute mezainis, and then I'm going to still, sort of repack the din of the magen avraham. But like, wow, like everything changed now. Right. It was before. It was the Magen Avraham never said in that case that the mayim is not going to be buckled. You understand? So the Mishabura seems to be Lukui is coming from. If you look at the end of Reish Hay, there's the Magen Avraham over there that talks about levivos. If you drink name levivos. And there, Taki, he says that the makes the brach that the levavot don't pass the mind. But to me, if you look carefully over there, it sounds pretty clear that the case is there's just ma'at levavot. That's the case that the Magen Avraham is talking. The Haina that the Mishnah Brura, I'm sure if I ask him this very obvious question, right, he would say it's very nice. You have to look at Reish Hay. Look, that's where he's coming from. Look at Meshay, I mean, there he's talking about clearly where they're very small, the levivot. They're not like, it's not like a barley soup. But man, he has a little tomato there. And a big ball of consomme. The question is to make a bracha on the mezainis. And a big ball of chicken soup, and you have a little dumpling in the middle. Okay, that's the question. But the Mishnah Brura seems to be, the Magen Avraham Bayaz, the Lashon, Lach Meshachal, to me, it sounds like. That the reason that you the shackle isn't bottle, the Magen Avraham Kavana, it's right. The Mishnah Brura seems to be learning the that when you have like a dvar chila and dvar shasiya that kilo you can't say that one is tuffle to the other. That's what shats before the Magen Avraham, and therefore we can apply that to Mishnah Brura. But what?
That's true, though. What's the big problem with Magen Avraham? They get Hadama, and they can't buffer each other because why does he have to change the Mizanah?
You mean if it's like the Mishnah Brura?
Yeah.
What's there that. What does he need this time of the fact that it's just like the. I don't know. What do you need time of faith in it? I don't know, I told him also the question. But kids, yeah. I don't know.
I mean, the Magen Avraham itself, he says, Nikomokam in Agarinim Batalim, the Chumashimin of Hashivi, Kumashikasat, he's Sufsun Reisal. It's like right over there. So, what does he write over there? Sufsun Reisal. That's Mamash Adin of Kol Sheishbo, where Machaber. Yeah, so we'll have a quick question of the Rambam, and on that, the Magen Avraham says that it's clear the Rambam is only talking about Chumash Shemin, and not all things.
Right.
I'm saying he's saying just like I read over there by the Kol Sheishbo, that there's a special chasivus of Chumash Shemin.
Okay.
Just saying, even though you're saying, hey, maybe everything changes when it gets to be Mizonos.
That's what I was trying to point out. That the if the Magen Avraham is coming from the chasivus of the Garinim and their
math. I'm invoking the culture.
No. The Mishnah Brura, he's doing is he's exactly the same as the Magen Avraham, just except that the Magen Avraham is applying some tzura of Kol Sheishbo by the Garinim, and the Mishnah Brura is saying we don't apply to the Garinim, we only apply by the Mizonos itself. But the, by the water, they're saying the same thing. They're saying the same point by the Mayim.
Which is what? Why isn't the Mayim the same as the Garinim?